Learning to Masechta Klein Perik Test Mishnah Beis.
But you shouldn't put it together.
Ashrem v'akolach imam mishum kilayim abul asum mishum arasayim. People.
So you shouldn't put linen together with tzemer. Is that it?
With silk.
With
you should not put. You should not.
With pishna.
No. You should not put
silk with pishna.
Right, silk with linen, because people think that silk is wool. It looks like wool. It's also Marimimimar, somebody who goes on to say, Bismanazem, we don't have this problem, because everyone today has silk. Silk is very common among us.
Silk?
Yeah. He says here that today is very common. Bismanazem, look, Bismanazem, Shameshi Motsui Beinenu, it's very common. V'akol Yoidim, everyone knows the Makidim, but everyone is familiar with it. Ein Shum Isum Mishum Meshi B'tzemer. There is no prohibition. Bismana ze ein shum isum shal min shal meshi b'tzem ubepishtim. Today there is no prohibition. V'chein akan v'shari bein b'tzem ubepishtim shakol ma'akidim. Everyone recognizes this. There is no problem. Bismana haze. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, weiter. What? What's the problem?
We said canvas was mutter up here also. We said it already. It's mutter. Canvas shetav zeh b'zeh, but. And pishtan
is what, zasa? No, that's tarub is to use the wool. No, this halacha was pishtan and canvas. Shetarf and zeb is there. So now I have
is
a new product. Well, it depends on the majority is. If the majority is canvas, so then no, canvas is mamar sayin.
So then why does it have to say over here canvas?
I guess he's saying this was never an osir. This canvas was never osir. This wants to point out that canvas was never a shal of marasayin. But silk, at one point in time in history, there was a problem of marasayin. At one point in time, but no longer is the problem. No longer is there a problem of marasayin. No longer.
Or say.
No longer the problem. Okay, let's now go further. Next halacha. Hakorim v'hakisasos emuham mishum kilayim. Pillows and blankets.
I don't have a problem with kilayim.
Here is hakorim v'hakisasos emuham mishum kilayim.
I'd like to be right now.
Kar v'kesses.
One of these bigs. Are we online?
Karim v'kesses. Karim v'kesses emuham mishum kilayim. Your head, besorah, no gebra, and plada, your flesh does not touch it.
How does that happen? How do you do that?
How does your flesh happen?
How does your flesh not touch a blanket and pillow?
You're wearing pajamas. You don't go to sleep without pajamas to shelter you from the environment. Let's see what he says. The rule of climb is you're allowed to spread it beneath you. You are permitted to allow climb to be spread beneath you. They're hard and they're empty. 295. They're empty. You see, there's nothing inside of it. The noistim al gabi itzli, put on an itzli, about 296. You see that? Also, he will tell the mutter, m'kshayim b'sor no gebohem, avalim heim rachim, if they're small, they're soft, like in this picture. But let's say they're soft. Avalim heim rachim, oim alayim, 298. You see that you fill up with stuff. Then there's a concern that it's going to be oil that's going to come on top of you. That's why the Chofetz Chaim did not sit down on the train, on a cushion seat. Many Gedolei Yisrael did not sit down on couches or any cushion seat, because there might be klayim, and this klayim might come on top of you, like exactly because of this Mishnah. Ovach lo yehe b'sor no gebohem nachmol oz him utarim k'shem b'sor no gebohem aval im him rakim oim, if they're soft material or the melayim, they're full. I feel a reikonim, if they're reikonim, umunachim al gabe meet a bed. I feel eser matzos, even 10 beds. Zu al gav zu, uklaim tachteim, osir lishon alehem, lufish shen nichvafim. It folds tachtov, vinichrachim al besaroi. And it comes upon your flesh. Again, this is a historical fact. There are many Gedolei Yisrael, even the Hayom Hazeh, that will not sit down on a cushioned chair. unless it has been inspected and has been certified that it is shatnas free.
Right.
I remember Chaim Siegel. He once had a guy came into the office and he would not sit down on the chairs in the office. And Chaim went over here because they were cushioned chairs. And he said, "There's a sit in chairs, cushioned chairs, shatnas." Okay, that's why here on the yeshiva we don't have that problem. That's why here on the yeshiva we have hard chairs like this.
Okay.
Hard chairs. The bachelor gave us what I gave him. Did you know this? Do you mean this, right? Yeah,
there's a famous story with the staple. You don't remember?
No.
He stood the whole time. He went to...
On the train.
Yeah.
Ain arai l'klayim. There's no arai l'klayim. What does that mean, arai l'klayim? Ain arai l'klayim. The levishas arai levisha. There's no such thing as... I'm only waiting for a minute. I'm only looking at my cell phone for a minute.
I'm just putting it on to see how it fits.
But that's not, well, that might be good. That might be okay. Ain't there's no arai l'klayim below periods. And they're right. The levishas arai levishas levishas. There's no such thing as arai. It's osur. Osur is osur. Baita below yilbash klayim afilu al gabi asara. Another way to come afilu al gabi asara. The af al p even though knows on top ten or even. Okay, we did all this. Even shein nenim in a klayim. Even if it's on top of 10 garments. Lo yilosh klayim afilu al gabi asara afilu lignoiv es hanekas. You want to avoid the tax. You want to avoid the tax. The af of yisha eino yishin nidim and a klam lina being nidim and a klam as a nechas reisi l'ktsas and a voisah shaperu shugoyim b'mokam shah yehudim perim nechas l'mayches v'loivish klam kadeh shlo yakir shu yehudi. And you're wearing klam. Ah, so the reason why you want to wear klam is to make believe that you're not Jewish. You're wearing klam.
Shake it.
You're trying to dress up like a guy in order to avoid the tax. Like the shayakish Yehudi. The lean nearer lignoves anechas. I disagree with this interpretation. I've known the tradition. Lafish ain't other than those anechas. You don't have to pay tax on what you're wearing. Duty free. Okay?
No.
So therefore, the stop mission Zeus swarred the sovra, Dovash ain't by Mishavin. So this mission holds that Dovash ain't Mishavin. A Dovash ain't Mishavin is also. A davar shem eschavin is also a pliga aida chastam detan, and this mishnah holds davar shem eschavin is also. Ustam mishnah zu savra.
Let's say the same thing about 12 times, right?
Davar shem eschavin is also a pliga aida chastam detan meicha ksus meicha kedarkan. There's another mishnah. There are two mishnayos that disagree. And where's that mishnah? It doesn't tell us where it is. Yud aleph. Where's that mishnah? Yud aleph. Where's the yud aleph? The haram le perush to take it over. Okay, it's machlokes. The two mishnayos. Are you allowed to wear klayim without having kavana to put it with the avoid the neches? So this mishnah says that it's also. Okay, let's chaz this mishnah running out of time. Hasharoyim silk the hakolach two different types of silk. Ain b'chem mishum klayim. You're allowed to mix it with linen. Aval asudim midrabanan mibnei maris ayin. And the rabbi says that this does not apply to zman hazeh because in zman hazeh we are very familiar with silk. It has to be flesh does not touch it. And also the Rav said it has to be flat and has to be hard. Now that we're coming for one moment. Even to avoid taxes, you're not allowed to wear klayim. And the Rav gave us two interpretations of what it means, mechas. Two interpretations.
I have blank.
What do you understand?
This case, I don't understand.
You're now allowed to wear klayim. Let's say, right now, I'm wearing a jacket. I'm wearing 10 garments. I'm wearing 9 garments. 10 garments. And all the garments are not klayim.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wearing 10 sweaters.
Where is it?
I'm wearing it.
Where is the thing? Where is the client?
On the 11th.
Not on my body. It's on the top layer?
It's on my body.
It's not on my body.
It's on my body. I feel like I'm sorry. I'm on my body. There's no picture here. I'm wearing 10 sweaters.
Give it back.
I'm wearing 10 sweaters. Okay, I'm wearing 10 sweaters. Okay, tell me, do you think I'm having Hanoah when I wear...
10 sweaters. Where is this one?
11. This is number 11.
So it's not touching my body.
So exactly. And am I having Hanoah?
No.
No, because already the ten
because
sweaters
I'm
already
like a,
exactly.
Like a
so having hanah from it, no. From having hanah from it, it's different. Would you think that I'm allowed to be wearing this 11th garment on top of me? So yeah, I think mutter. Of course, it's mutter. So the answer is no. It's aser. That's what it says. It's aser to wear afilu gabi asara. Afilu, you're not allowed to wear it, and also you're not allowed to wear. The only reason why I'm wearing it is not because I'm
afilu lignoif.
Lignoif to steal. To avoid, legal here means to avoid.
To avoid taxes.
The taxes. The only reason why I'm
trying to hide it from the taxman.
Therefore, the only reason why I'm worried is not because I'm want to get warm.
With bachos,
the reason I want to avoid paying taxes. Okay, next.
Gloves.
Mitbuchos hayadayim. Mitbuchos hasafadim. Or.
Mitbuchos.
Mitbuchos does not mean that. We had the
Mesech to Kalim.
We had a Mesech to Kalim. Right. In Kalim, we had a special word for gloves. A special word.
The mitts.
No. There's a special word for gloves. But here we're dealing with hand towels.
Right.
Mitbuchos hayadayim. Mitbuchos hasafadim. Of books. Here it is. It's a gartel. A gartel for a Sefer Torah. See, mitbuches hasafak for a sponge. Okay, a towel. This is a towel. This is a hand towel. This is a towel. When you come out of the mikvah. Ain by mishum klaim. There's no klaim. Rabbi Elazar Oyser, he disagrees. Why? Mitbuches haydem lufiyah shapam macham b'asher heats up the hand. Or mitbuches hasfarim pam shemashim b'chegai. Sometimes you take the shul's gartel, the sevatar, and you put it around your waist. Right, you now let it go to the beam without a guy to the arm without a gartel.
So
what's it? There's no gartel.
So you take the one off the tarp.
Take off the sefer tarp. So it says. So that's why it's aser. Okay, every lez oyser.
Mitbuches a dime. Mitbuches a svarim. Mitbuches a svag. What's a svag?
A svag is a regular towel.
Right,
regular towel.
Abraham shum
climb. It's mother. Lez oyser. We didn't get that for you. Oyser. Why oyser? Mitbuches a dime. Mitbuches a svarim. 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 You see, Rabbi Parmesharoyes Rabbi Umasatet Ba Halacha Milazov. You see your Rebbe and you cover yourself up. I don't know what this means. You're afraid of your Rebbe?
Yeah.
You see Rebbe coming, so you go and you drape yourself in this thing to protect yourself. Asuros mishum kilayim. Umbichos hasbara. Umbichos hasfarim. What about mitbichos hasaparim? Barbers. Barbers. A barber who puts on a shmat in order to protect from getting dirty. Umbichos hasaparim. Hasaparim. Asuros mishum kilayim. This is asur. If the shmat that the bar puts upon you is climb with us, and therefore when you go to the barber, you really should ask him, what do you got there, sonny boy? What are you putting on me?
Go ahead.
What are you putting upon me? How do you know? Maybe there's a little linen mixed inside. You have to go ask. Now you see a new chumra. Tachrichi hames. Ooh. Tachrichi hames.
This is the end of the animal.
Ooh, mar da'ash shel chamoiroi. Umardas, where stop it. Umardas shel chamor,
saddle
pack. Ema mishum climb, there's no din climb. Okay, lo yitain mardas al kisefay.
That's for amazing. It's not.
There's no climb. Chav shem na mitzvahs. The part from the mitzvahs. Okay, ema mishum climb. Lo yitain mardas al kisefay. Let's say over here, Mardas Kamaroi. Here, Tachriyah was a Bemeshnik, but Bechem, Ema Hemshom Klein. They'll say Bemesim Chofshi. He came with Shemil Hodam, Mardas Kamaroi, and he Kosha Yois, it's very hard. It's like a rock. Yes, me call with Sussus, Holy, if I feel with Sorry Nogeba, Loy Hashim Shamitahan, Nima Alba Sorry, Vidavka, Kisha Kalim, Nikodim, it's no Vinikodim, Birimba. I will beg it, Shah of Alba Kalim, Loyas, Mardas, the Hamar, Tehashin Shamika Kamenu, Tele Begodim, Boholi, in Halla Kalim, Nikodim. Only if it's obvious that it's Kalim. But if it's not obvious, there's a concern that you may take a patch and use it for your garment. Next. Aim Mishum Klaim, Loitin Hamardas Al Kisefo, you know the example here. Loitin Hamardas Al Kisefo, Lohotzi Aleha Zevel. You take a saddlecloth, that's Kalayim, you put it on your shoulder to remove Zevel, fertilizer. Aim Mishum Loitin Hamardas Al Kisefo, Lohotzi Aleha Zevel, it's Osir. Why is it Osir? Doesn't say over here, and why it's Osir? Posh, because it's Klaim. Next, Mechik Sus. Now this Mishnah Hey is Cholik of Mishnah Beis. Here it says that it's also Ligdei V'Samechas. Here it says Daretz Motor. Here it says this Mishnah. So this Mishnah is coming to Pliga. It's coming to argue two Mishnahs. Merchrei Chesus. Those who sell mannequins, they have such things today.
Good.
You have a live mannequin. Merchrei Chesus. Merchrei Kedarkon. You can still daken lovach lo yischavnu b'chamim ne'achamim b'ushem ne'ushamim b'hatznuim afshilim b'makel. The tznuim.
What does this have to do with taxes?
What? The guy is wearing b'shanis. He's in the window in Macy's. He's standing there in Bergdorf Goodman. Well, he's standing there wearing a shmata.
But isn't that a person?
What?
He's talking about a person.
A person. They have a person.
Persian.
A person.
Really?
A person. Yeah, they have
live mannequins.
They have live mannequins. Yeah, it's a business. They probably get paid a lot of money. Probably get paid $100 an hour to sit there in the window where these very fancy people.
So you're saying you're allowed to wear it?
Yes.
So we
yes.
said you're allowed to wear it.
No, you're not allowed to wear it. It says that it's also to wear it. It's also. So the Rav says, "Machlokes mishnayis." So here it says,
"Amayich."
Uvach lo yischavnu b'cham ne'chamu b'ushem b'ushem. As long as you have kavana
to wear,
to derive pleasure. If it's raining outside and you're getting pleasure from it, what's your kavana when you're wearing the garments? Is it kavana just to show the people, look what you can buy,
Was it to save me from the rain?
From the rain. So therefore, let's say
chama.
So if it's a cold day, just don't have kavana. That's new means the discreet people. Hamachmini malatzma, people that are machmir. Okay, hamatznuin. That's new machmir and the machmir lemakol laachoreihem. The chenu b'gemara Shabbos tafchav tes like this. That's tznuim, but they don't want to wear it. They don't want to wear it, so they put it on a.
This is the way they display it.
That's how they display it. Kivaita.
Very cool.
Toifrei kesus toifim kedarkon uvach tubul stitch who stitch. Who stitched two stitch clothing? Manich maklayim al habirkayim. With people you're here, you're stitching.
We're learning all this. The zechnishmas chayser bas avnari and sarah
leah sarah bas shmuel david. Over here, people who are stitching clothing. He has a piece of garment. Look, he's a tailor. But when you're a tailor, you're going to be working with clothing which is klayim. So is there a problem? You can stitch kedarkon uvelvad, provided shelo yischavnu b'cham nechama or b'shem neagushamim or v'asnum toifrim ba'aretz. They do it on the ground, which is not kol tanim. So therefore, people would prefer to stitch like this. But you get drawing pleasure. Don't have kavana. That snum would stitch when it's on the floor. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Zayin. I have to stop over here. I think we'll be able to finish tomorrow. Zayin, I don't know. Hope so. Okay, up to Zayin.